how the last two seasons ended for you guys. You know, you won 3 out of 4 Super Bowls with the team hat, then Denver, and then Indy. I mean, are you guys, does this still, the feeling still there? And are you hungrier now? You just don't want to go through that again.
How can you bring up something like that with the season we're having and going into the playoffs? That's irrelevant, dude. That has nothing to do with the season.
Doesn't make you guys hungrier just to avoid that terrible feeling?
No, it's not the same players. It's not the same team. It's not the same mentality. You know, it's two totally different years, even from my rookie year or whatever, you know. It has nothing to do with this year, man. You don't think about that stuff and use it as a motivation. All the motivation we need is here in this locker room in the present, 2008.
Ellis, would you guys rather face a team that you've played before or face a team that, you know, you haven't played this season?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I mean, obviously, me personally, you know, if you know a team's tendencies and what they do, and you played them before, obviously it's to your advantage, to their advantage also. But I think it works both hands, where if you haven't played them, they haven't played you either. So, you know, it's a level playing field on that sense. The edge is gained throughout the week. Who can get the film work, who can find the tendencies, and who can execute their scheme the best against one another. So. Good.
You guys are all talking about being 0-0 and everyone's on even playing field.
You said it.
I mean, how easy is that to just switch into that mode after the season you've
had? It's like nothing, baby. It's like transferring from 3 to 4, you know, gear 3 to 4. It's like we've been doing it from the beginning, you know. Every game is like 1-0. So before you become 1-0, what are you? 0-0. So it's like, this is just a smooth transition into it. Like I said, understanding that this is the playoffs and that it counts and that this is it, that mentality is there as far as do or die situation now. But just play the game as if it's your last and everything will be fine. That's what we've been doing.
Ellis Hobbs, Lawrence Maroney.
It felt good to know that they trust and believe in me. I was able to give me the ball down in the red zone. I knew I had to make every chance count. So, you know, I did feel good about myself.
How's this weekend different, considering you don't have an opponent to get ready for?
It's kind of tough because you're preparing for who. You know, you're practicing, you're preparing, but you don't know who you're preparing for. So, it's, you know, you still want to practice hard and try to stay in tune and don't get out of shape and don't lose, you know, don't go off beat. But you really don't know who you're preparing for. So it is a kind of rough one, but, you know, we still going to go out there and practice hard.
How about this game this weekend? Will you watch it?
Almost definitely, I will watch it. I'm going to probably watch it at my house, but I will watch it, you know, just to try to see and figure out who we might play.
Hey, Lawrence, is one of the things that Bill addressed with you guys is that basically 16-0 doesn't even exist now?
It don't, because we all on the same level right now. We all in the playoffs. There's 11 other teams. They all had to be good to make it here. So, you know, we all start off on the same level. We all 0-0, so, you know, every game counts.
Not only for yourself, Lawrence, but for the team, how important is the running game and getting it going the way you guys did last
week? I think we're going to need the running game in the playoffs to balance things. I don't think we're going to try to come in and overdo the run or overdo the pass. I think we're going to need both of them to come in and play and produce very well.
Do you think there's more pressure on you guys at all this postseason, considering that you went 16-0?
I don't think it's no pressure. You know, we're just going to play Patriots football and just play our game.
But, you know, I mean, you're expected to win the Super Bowl.
Everybody has their own expectations. You know, we just expect to play good and just play our game. And that's all we can worry about.
Lawrence, this week, your chance, you mentioned it's hard to prepare for a team. Is it a good opportunity to improve the New England Patriots, work on some things?
That's basically what we're doing, is getting ourselves better and focusing on what we can do to get better for the playoffs.
Is it similar to the bye week during the season, where maybe it's a lot of self-scout and stuff like that?
You can say that.
Do you guys think about trying to be the best team in the history of football? Or
no, we just worry about, you know, just playing hard, playing 60 minutes, and giving it our best shot.
Anybody going to be rooting for on Monday night, LSU and Ohio State?
You know, I'm a Big Ten fan, so you know I got to root for the Big Ten.
Well, in this locker room, there's a lot more LSU guys than Ohio State.
Hey, but there's a lot of Big Ten players in here, too.
Junior Seau?
All we're trying to do is just learn about ourselves. You know, we have a bye week. We're going to try to get healthy, work on the things that we need to work on, and obviously everything else will pan out. You know, it'll fix itself.
A couple of these teams that are playing this weekend that you could play, a team you've played before, does that help you at all if you see a team for the second time around?
Every day brings on a different challenge. You know, there's never a same team coming with the same attitude. What we have to do is make sure that we take care of what we need to take care of one day at a time.
Junior, isn't it weird almost like you've gone through a regular season and now all of a sudden regular season, what you accomplished, doesn't even exist anymore?
It shouldn't, because it doesn't. It doesn't exist. I mean, what we did in the past last year is now gone. It's history. And, you know, what we have to do is go out and perform and do the things that we need to do to better ourselves so we can position ourselves, you know, when the day time, the day of the game comes, and then obviously go out and perform and execute.
Was it a much-needed rest in a couple days?
We're still resting. Well, we are definitely still resting. It was a happy new year, and now we put everything away. And, you know, a lot of the things that happened last year really hasn't sunk in. And, you know, because of that, you know, what you have to do is just keep on pressing. Every day, keep on pressing and getting everyone on the same page and with the same purpose.
Does a healthy year change, this calendar change, so you can say, okay, that's 2007, different year? Or is it just the playoffs are here that are...
No, it definitely is a different year. It's a different year and a different week and different day and different challenge. And if we're able to maintain what we did last year, obviously it's going to help us. But there aren't any guarantees. You know, if we're able to do what we need to do next week, then we afford ourselves another week of employment. That's it. And there's nothing guaranteed to us.
Kevin Falk.
What about Monday night?
LSU Ohio State.
Which one? Or who I'm going for?
I want to know what's going on with Grant, but he's outnumbered in this locker room, isn't he?
I don't know about any other guys from LSU, but I know I haven't been discussing the game or anything. So I don't know about the other guys, but me personally, I haven't been discussing the game.
You guys coming after him?
You never know. It all depends. It all depends on the outcome.
How about this? You've been through this before. This week, is it a different kind of football? You know, not knowing who your opponent's going to be. Is it an important time to work on yourself?
Well, it's an important time to work on things that you haven't done well during the course of the regular season. And that's one of the important things about this week.
You know, Belichick, he's got a list of things.
Oh, of course, you know that already. You know, you come, you're having a couple of days off, you're resting, you're just trying to think in your mind of the things that he might bring up so you can, you know, have a heads up on what you need to work on and everything.
Can you ever figure that out in advance, what he's going to hit you with?
Never. Never. It's just a case of doing it, man. That's it.
Kevin, how good is it for this group of running backs that you have in here to really have gotten the running game going over the last 3 weeks going into the postseason?
Well, it's good for, you know, anything, you know, when you get your running game going a little bit and everything. But at the same time, you just got to be consistent. You know, 2 weeks out of the year ain't going to make it for you. 3 weeks out of the year ain't going to make it for you. You got to be consistent. And, you know, we just got to keep working at it. And that's what, you know, like a week like this week is for, you know, for us to just keep working at it.
Can you guys consider the season a success if you don't go all the way? I mean, you've gone all the way 3 times in your career, so really that's the goal.
When you set your goals in the beginning of the season, whatever happened that happened at the beginning of the season happened. That's not your goal. Your goal was something else, and it was bigger than that. So you got to, no matter how you finish the season, you even got to shoot yourself higher to make those goals that you made at the beginning of the season.
Because there's so many veterans in this locker room, is it easier to do that, to kind of put this historic season behind you and focus on the playoffs and what needs to be done?
I think it's easy for us as veterans to say, yeah, we can do that. But at the same time, I give a lot of credit to our coaching staff for preparing us, you know, letting us know exactly what's at stake, knowing what we have to do in order to win the game. Forget all the statistics and everything. Just know what we have to do to win the game.
Is there more pressure to win this Super Bowl because you guys went 16-0?
Pressure is what you put on yourself. That's how I look at it. If you want to put that pressure on yourself, that's you. But at the same time, we're going out to try to win a football game. That's it.
Kevin, what do you tell a younger player who maybe hasn't been through this before, who hasn't been through the postseason, a younger player, rookie, about the difference in the level of football?
You know, everybody knows the intensity level picks up a little bit, and you ask yourself how and why. But at the same time, when you step on the field, you know the increase of intensity from the guys on the field. But at the same time, it's just keep working hard. And if you really want to make yourself better for your teammates, work harder than you did during the regular season.
When it comes to on-field, is it comparable at all to the difference between preseason and regular season?
Not really. You know, it's just the fact of you knowing, you know, what's at stake during those times.
How helpful is it to have these 3 days off, come back with a fresh attitude, rest up a little? Is it you feel like, you know, kind of reinvigorated?
If you took advantage of it, yes. You know, you can come back and you feel rejuvenated and everything. But if you went out and did crazy things, you know, you're going to be playing catch-up.